Okay, so we're recording. So question number one is, yeah, as you say, it's an imaginative exercise. So imagine that you've been elected as Prime Minister next May at the general election 2015. You're standing there on the steps of number 10 Downing Street. You've got the world's press there waiting for you to make your first statement as Prime Minister. Big responsibility. Okay, what is the very first thing you'd say to the nation? So what's the thing that's closest to your heart that if you had the power to change it, you would do first?
Actually makes me want to cry. What would I do first? I would tell everybody just to take a very deep breath, to say sorry to each other, and let's start again. From where you go from there, I don't know, but that's what I would do.
Okay, so it's sort of a gesture to each other, a collective gesture,
yeah.
First of all.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what is the thing that most important to you, particularly? What's the sort of issue or the thing that you know that you exercises you
There's
the most?
Too many issues.
Are there?
There are too
Can you
many
pick one?
Issues. Hypocrisy, corruption, corporatization, capitalism, racism, sexism. Can I go on?
You can. No. No, I mean, yeah, there's a lot of stuff that's wrong and needs to change. Yeah.
I feel really sad.
Okay, so question number two is, does democracy matter? And if it does matter, why does it matter?
It really matters, but I don't know how we would do it anymore.
Do you mean that you think the system is broken or?
I think too many people profit, and so I think it's broken. I don't know how we'd go back to being a democracy anymore.
What do you understand by democracy?
That everyone has the right for a voice and a place in the world that's fair and equal. And I don't think that will ever happen anymore because people have profit too much. It's so sad. I'm so sad.
Okay, well, here's a chance to turn it around. Question number three. You feel free to disagree with the premise of the question, but I suspect you won't. So complete this sentence. We need a revolution because?
Because we have to start again.
Okay. And do you have any idea what this... beyond that, what this would look like?
The awful thing is I don't know that we could even do it because too many people profit. I don't think we could even have a revolution. We couldn't start again. I don't even know what that would look like. I have no idea. I just know that maybe the thing that a revolution would do is to give people a voice, and that's the thing I think that people feel more and more, is how disempowered and how silenced they are.